You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The PSA is New Zealand's largest union in corrections, representing 3,000 staff at the Department of Corrections and 100 at Serco's two private prisons. Willie Cochran, national organiser for the PSA, spoke with Lillian Hanley about the announcement. She started off by asking what the association's concerns are.
Well, our concerns are always about the safety of staff and the rehabilitation of prisoners. And to do that, you need a modern facility to do so. We haven't bought into the narrative around the mega prison, because the reality is Waikerea is quite a substantial prison as it stands at present, and it's desperately in need of remodelling and upgrading to make the services provided far more available to be put to the prisoners.
So do you think that this was more a chance to have a better facility, not necessarily create more space?
It certainly was a chance to have a better facility. Certainly we do need to create some more space. Prisons throughout the entire country are full to brimming, overloaded. It's not just Waikerea. However, Waikerea is in desperate need of an upgrade.
Crime's reportedly going down, yet incarceration rates are rising. Why do you think this is happening?
Well, the issue is probably political, and it's for people far smarter than I to work that out. My job is purely around representing correction staff within the prisons and ensuring that they have the tools and the ability to make a difference in rehabilitation of inmates. The whole question regarding law and order is probably better to be had with politicians.
So this is a structural issue for you?
It is.
You're waiting to hear from the government in terms of what they're going to do instead. What are you hoping to hear?
Well, we're hoping to hear that there's going to be a process whereby we can actually make a difference and provide better accommodation, better staffing levels, and actually have a better impact on reducing reoffending. The PSA is absolutely motivated, as are our members, to ensure that people that come into prison are incarcerated are safely looked after, and they get the needs that are required to let them come back out and to be reasonable, decent people in society. That's the key driver for us.
At the moment, with your current resources, are you able to do that?
No, I don't believe we can, as well as we could. There is a lot of people doing a lot of good work in there, and they really are working hard. But I think with better resourcing, better institutions, we can definitely deliver a better package.
What does better rehabilitation look like?
Better rehabilitation looks like reducing reoffending. We have a significant amount of people that are incarcerated, they're released, and the turnaround time for them re-entering back into the prison and the frequency of those people re-entering into the prison is significant. We've got to reduce the re-offending rate by supplying the counselling, supplying the projects and training to assist them on the outside.
Do you think there's room to grow towards perhaps more models like Eastern Europe, where there is less of a prison structure and it is simply rehabilitation? How do we get there?
Well, we can look at there, but you have to compare apples with apples. The Eastern European or the European prisons, they don't have a lot of the issues that we have over here. A lot of the people incarcerated in those areas over there, they level crime and drugs and what have you. You know, we've got an issue with violence in this country, and the issues that we have to deal with it create quite a different scenario for us regarding incarceration.
Where does that issue of violence come from?
Again, that's for someone other than me to respond to. Clearly, I've got my views, but I just leave that at that.
The Wire.
Sitting on the beach watching transnational criminal scum neoliberal filth.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.